The world is a hot place. We have to make sure that our minds stay cool. As for physical heat outside, remind yourself that it's a physical property. The body may be hot, but the mind doesn't have to be hot. You don't have to make that your preoccupation. You don't have to try to run away from the heat. It's there. But don't let it seep into the mind. The mind is something separate. Keep that perception in mind. Of course, take care of yourself. Drink plenty of liquids. Get some salt. And otherwise, focus on the mind as being important. Because the heat outside will pass. And then it'll be cold, and then we'll complain about the cold. So you have to remember that the mind doesn't have to depend on things outside for its happiness. This is especially important when we think about not only the physical heat of the world, but also the emotional heat. Passions are running high. But we don't have to pick up the passions of other people. We have to have our own separate source of goodness inside. There's an old romantic belief which has been picked up by some Buddhists that the idea of a separate self is bad, that you become irresponsible and selfish. Well, it's not necessarily so. As John Swett pointed out, the high word for selfish, enketuwa, means to take care of yourself. And you really do have to take care of yourself and look after yourself. If you don't look after the quality of your mind, who's going to look after it for you? And the quality of your mind is going to determine your actions. So it's going to come out and affect the world. So look after your mind. Keep it separate. So you can depend on its goodness. You can generate the sources of inner strength, conviction in the Buddha's awakening. That it is possible through human effort to put an end to suffering. And then you act on that belief. You have to keep it in mind as you go through the day. Finally, as you keep these good things in mind, the mind will settle down because it realizes the most important issues in the world are in the mind. The problem is in the mind. The solution is in the mind. So you focus in here. And then you start seeing clearly what's going on. You can see where you're creating unnecessary suffering and you can stop. These are all strengths of mind that you can generate from within. It doesn't have to depend on things outside. We have the Buddha as our admirable friend. And he points these things out. Without him, we wouldn't know them. But he can only point them out to us. We are the ones who have to take his teachings and put them into practice. So be responsible for your mind. It's got the resources inside that can maintain its well-being, maintain its true happiness. So keep your main attention focused here. That way you can live in this world where it's hot and cold. But the mind doesn't have to be hot and cold with it. When it has an independent goodness like this, that's when it's really strong and that's when it's really safe.